As we told you earlier, Channel 9 has reported that four government departments, including the Prime Minister's own, had serious reservations about the Fuel Watch scheme. A short time ago, the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, and the Assistant Treasurer, Chris Bowen, held a joint news conference at Parliament House in Canberra. Let's cross to that now.
As a Treasurer, and with the Assistant Treasurer, I want to make it very clear that the Cabinet strongly backed Fuel Watch. We backed it very strongly because it will deliver the best deal for Australian families at the petrol bowser. We backed it because there was strong advice from the ACCC, the Consumer Watchdog, a body of great expertise in this area. It provided very strong advice to the Cabinet to support Fuel Watch. Now, it's no secret, there are a range of views about Fuel Watch. But I can say, as someone of considerable experience in the area of consumer affairs over many years, Fuel Watch is a very practical, day-to-day way to empower consumers. Something like this has been wanting for a very long period of time. Fuel Watch has worked in Western Australia. It is true, there was some bureaucratic advice against Fuel Watch. I don't believe that was well grounded, and I believe it was overwhelmed by the advice from the ACCC. And for those reasons, the Cabinet strongly backed Fuel Watch. Strongly backed it because it is the means by which a better deal can be delivered to motorists at the bowser.
Thanks very much, Treasurer. The ACCC is a very well-respected body. In fact, the former Treasurer once said, "The ACCC is an independent regulator which has more expertise in the area of access and pricing than any other federal government instrumentality or agency, and that is why it is very important that it is engaged in all these pricing issues." That's not this Treasurer's view or my view, that's the view of the member for Higgins. Now, the Cabinet considered Fuel Watch very closely. It considered all the advice before it. The Expenditure Review Committee of the Cabinet was personally briefed by the Chairman of the ACCC and the Petrol Commissioner about the ACCC's strong views in favour of Fuel Watch, and also on the further work the ACCC had done on the econometric modelling after the ACCC's Petrol Price Inquiry report. The ACCC's submission to the Cabinet and to the Expenditure Review Committee dealt with the matters raised by various government departments and responded to those matters raised by various government departments. The ERC and the Cabinet weighed up those views, weighed up the response of the ACCC to those views, and made its decision accordingly. We also, of course, listened to Australian people. The Australian people have spoken to us on the streets and in the communities who said, "Can you do anything about giving us more information about petrol price volatility? Can you do anything about stopping these big hikes without us knowing about it?" We actually were elected to govern, and we listened to not only to the consumer watchdog and the people who are paid to stand up for consumers, but to Australian consumers themselves.
The Assistant Treasurer, Chris Bowen, and before him the Treasurer, Wayne Swan. So you get the impression there of a cabinet in full defensive mode, but not denying the truth of those leaks.